Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're chatting with TG Watkins, director of stocks over at Simpler Trading, also writes the Profit Pilot website, which I will link to below. TG, starting off with U.S. equity markets, it's a relatively boring and flat day for markets. The S&P, as we're chatting right now, is pretty much flat on the day. The Dow, that's actually up 0.5%, and the NASDAQ, that's for the most part flat, down about 16 points here. So really not much to write home about. However, some interesting things on the S&P and NASDAQ. They both opened up fairly higher. The S&P significantly higher, but then gave that all up in the first about hour and a half of trading, and now is just drifting sideways. When we were chatting off mic, you actually made the comment that you were asking us, did you guys see some of these stocks that are just getting hammered today, even as the markets are flat? TG, can you share what you're seeing and elaborate a little bit more on that point, please?
Yeah, so going into last week, you know, we saw the markets kind of pulling back, expecting some weakness. You know, maybe it was a little bit of the sell Rosh Hashanah type idea. And then maybe we're getting a little bit of the September is a seasonally weak month for the market. And so we were kind of prepared for that. And then today, when the market opened up in the overnight, you know, the futures were up and then they got slammed. And then we were seeing across the board, a lot of stocks just went straight down. Snapchat, Etsy, Fubo, some of the names that I'm looking at, Palantir, they just went straight down. It was actually quite impressive, how quickly they went down like that. And, you know, then when I look at something like the IWM, you know, the Russell, not too bad. It's kind of recovered. Everything's looking fine there. But then if you go over to the FFTY, which is the IBD 50, which is another kind of ETF I like to watch and just kind of get a sense about some stuff. You know, I knew that the IBD 50 was very high. It was making new all-time highs, but it had done it in such a way that it was like, okay, this thing is super extended. And I knew it was going to be pulling back, but boy, you look at it this morning and it went straight down. So that's kind of, if you look at that ticker, that's really indicative of what some of the moves that I was seeing out there about this. And so it's been kind of a rough morning just looking at the market being like, okay, wow, that was really surprising. Now, was there news? I don't know yet. Some of the stuff I've been hearing about, increased taxes are getting discussed and chatted about in various political circles out there. And so I think that might be some looming information. And then also just probably the strong negative seasonality of September. So maybe this is just kind of more of what we're getting into.
Well, TG, as we were also talking off mic, and you mentioned that, you know, it's hard to find a discernible trend, because when people look at the general market indexes, they're generally trending higher and getting bought back on the dips. But that's also because there's a few names carrying those indexes higher. But when you look across the market breadth, not all the stocks are participating. So how do you approach it? I know you're looking at it from a technical basis, but how do you identify, hey, this could be one of the stocks that could make a move, even though a lot of the stocks in the similar basket may not be doing that well?
It is challenging. It's been a lot of work, actually, to try and find stocks that are going to be doing well. And I actually find that the amount of stocks that we look at that we actually start talking to our subscribers, because we have multiple traders over at Simpler Trading and we do our own thing. But what I've been noticing is that we'll all kind of start honing in on the same handful of stocks. And we don't normally do that. Like, we kind of all do our own little thing. But when I find that we're all, say, looking at Home Depot or Roblox or something else, it's like, huh, there aren't that many good setups to be choosing from if we're all kind of landing on the same single stock or two to be picking from. And when we have breadth like this, breadth was actually starting to look good coming into September, but then it just fell right back apart again. And I think that's the same thing, is there are only maybe 30% of stocks that are actually kind of doing something out there. And there's just not a lot to pick from, not a lot to choose to pick from. And then when something does kind of set up, what I've been finding out is we get kind of a few days of good movement, and then it'll create kind of an air pocket below, or it'll run into previous price resistance and it'll get knocked back down again. So we're having to be really short-term trading with all this and be very sensitive to price coming up into previous resistance levels or previous congestion areas. And some of that is what we're seeing today with that severe market move down. Like, Etsy came into previous resistance, if you look on the left side of the chart, from a few months ago, and it just couldn't get through it. Even Tesla, you know, I was trading Tesla last week. It had, 6 or 7% move last week. ran into a previous price resistance area and got hammered down this morning, even Friday into this morning. So it's just, we're seeing that kind of stuff. And it's, as you said, kind of a stock picker's market, meaning you got to pick just the right stock to be in because there isn't a broad-based trend out there to really raise all boats.
So it just sounds, TG, like there's a lot of money, again, in the system, but it's just this money rotating from sector to sector, really, I guess, trying to pick off some of the undervalued sectors or trying to ride the short-term waves of sectors that do have some trends. Are there any more sustainable, longer-term trends that you're seeing in any sector that you follow?
It is hard to say because these trends that I'm kind of seeing are, we just keep kind of wondering how long can they sustain. And you look at the S&P, and even last week, we were looking at the S&P on a weekly time frame, was starting to get away from the weekly 8 EMA. In fact, you could see that there was a bit of a gap there. And so that's why I was expecting a little bit of a pullback closer to, say, the 8 EMA. But then we've been following the S&P on the daily 50, and we're not quite there yet. So I'm wondering if there's going to be a bounce and then like a pullback. It's just, and my indicators on the daily chart for the S&P are saying that things are looking pretty shaky. And again, we're into September. So no, I don't really see anything too consistently that I can really stand out and say, yeah, look at this. Look at this sector. It's doing great. It's been pretty tough like that. Even crypto, Bitcoin ran into its previous price congestion from a couple months ago, and it can't get through it. So yeah, it's been tough. I guess semis are about the one thing that I was kind of talking about and seeing some strength there, but it's still sitting right at its previous all-time high, and it just can't quite get anywhere yet. And I'll be really interested to see if this week or next week, if it can actually move up and break out, or if it's going to be trading in this range again.
So TG, what are you seeing in terms of a balance between some of these sectors? Yes, fine. They're testing out resistance. They're testing out upward resistance. So they still might have a general longer term uptrend, or quite frankly, look, as you are closer to some highs, at least people are at least paying attention to those highs and could say if it breaks above, wow, that could be bullish. There are other sectors that just continue to lag, though, and they test out some support levels. So potentially going to break lower below those support levels. You putting any extra focus on those sectors that at least are sticking up near their highs? Or do you think this is a market to go, in a way, bottom fishing and try to pick some of these sectors that are beat up and have been beat up?
Well, the ones that have been beat up and are kind of at their lows, you know, I really like to play those usually when they start to work, but they've been kind of just floating around the bottom for so long that I just haven't been looking at them. Part of that is, say, the electric vehicle sector. They've just been meandering for a very, very long time. They haven't done anything. Some of the other ones I'm looking at, say, Jets, which is the airline ETF. It's kind of been meandering here too. I'm trying to figure out, is it going to go down at the daily 50, which is where it's at, or is it somehow going to be hammering out a bottom here and start to move up? You know, we look at Carnival Cruise Lines and Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines, and they kind of look the same thing as the airlines, to where they're kind of hanging around here at the bottom, but they can't quite make up their mind as to where to go. Even Play, which is Dave and Buster's, it's been kind of going sideways for a while. Now, it popped on earnings last week, but it's since can't come back down to right where it was, and I can't really figure out where it's going to be going. There are just a lot of things that are at their lows, going sideways, and can't quite figure out where. So I would say that if you're interested, you got to look at stuff that are in an uptrend, doing well, and likely to keep moving up. But I'm seeing them not necessarily being able to break out. Wingstop actually was looking pretty good, but it got a little extended at the end of last week, and it's down again. Home Depot looking pretty decent, but it still can't break out from its basically triple top. Even Race, which was Ferrari, I've been looking at this one, and it's been trading in a range for months. And we just sold it this morning because it looked like it was maybe wanting to come back down to the daily 50. So it's been tough. Yeah, it's been tough to say the least, to figure out these things if they're really going to get up and get going. You know, Tractor Supply, TSCO, was Zach. Let's see, TSCO is one that I was looking at last week, and I should have bought, but that's one of the few that I'm actually finding that it keeps moving up and out. So Tractor Supply looks good. I don't know. Go ahead to the farmland.
Well, TG, another trend that seems to be under the surface is there seems to be two camps of investors. There's the passive investors that are just kind of piling into indexes. And then there's the active investors. And there's a lot of them out now. Over the last year or two, we've had more active retail traders than ever. And it seems like their focus is following the short interest. So whether it's going back after the meme stocks again, or looking for the tech stocks that have big short positions, or even last week they went after a uranium miner Cameco because of the short position. It seems like their trend is to force the issue and say, hey, we'll create some liquidity, we'll create an event by looking for heavily shorted stocks. Do you see that trend continuing, and are you noticing the same thing?
Well, I definitely noticed the uranium thing. In fact, most uranium stocks kind of look the same, and they took off. In fact, they've been rallying mid last week into today. So that was a pretty exciting phenomenon that happened. I would love to see them pull back in a more robust way so I could catch the next move up, because this has just been a continuation of that squeeze. And then as far as the high short interest names, those you do have to kind of catch correctly, because they have a high short interest for a reason. They tend to keep going down. But if there could be a concerted effort to start making, I guess, the big boys, the people that are actually short these names in a big way, start to squirm and have to get out of some of their positions, we have been seeing some of them move. ATER was one that I traded the last week or two, and we made really, really good percentage on that one. Big Five is another one that we had a good percentage on, but we got out at the double top. You know, like I was talking about earlier, these things aren't able to get past previous resistance. So I've been watching Big Five pull back, and we're just waiting to see if there's going to be another entry on it. BBIG was another one that had pretty good moves. We caught a few percent on that, but right now I think it's pretty darn extended, and I don't know if it's going to really get to move up on that one. Some of the other names, Funko, you know, the original GameStop, they look like they're starting to activate a little bit, but nothing that I can quite grab yet. You know, even look at BlackBerry. Again, looks interesting, not doing anything. TCAT, same thing. AMC is the only one that keeps kind of grinding to the upside. So again, going back to kind of a stock picker's market, you've got to be careful and find the exact right stock that is going to do something. Otherwise, these things kind of just don't. Clove is another name that's high short interest. It had a pop last week, and then it's fizzled. Root is another one that I've been talking about and trying to figure that one out, and it hasn't quite gone anywhere, but it looks interesting. We'll have to see if it actually starts to pop off. So challenging, got to be careful, pick the right one that actually gets going.
Yeah, it's a tough market right now, isn't it, TG? Especially for stock pickers, because a lot of these moves really aren't based on any sort of news either. It's just money flows in and out of different stocks, and in a very short-term sense. So you really need to be on top of these markets. And when you just look at the broad averages, again, they're not really going anywhere. So yeah, it's a difficult market, and we're coming out of Labor Day. Everyone thought that maybe trends would pick up, and the one trend that we have is just continuing short-term trading and kind of swing trades in a sense. But again, it's hard right now for markets and for any investor that wants to ride maybe a longer-term wave. TG, thanks for your time. We're out of time for today's segment, but we'll chat with you in another few weeks. Good chatting with you, buddy. Thanks for sharing some of your insights.
Yep. Thanks, guys.